Well, I mean, like, Jesus gave his disciples bread to symbolize his body, which was about to be broken for them and us. And he gave wine, symbolizing his blood, which was about to be shed for the forgiveness of sins. Mm-hmm. He explained this new thing in Luke 22, verses 19 and 20. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." So Jesus gave us a visual representation of his body and blood of the sacrifice he gave for us. I mean, like, would meat have been a better representation? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't make unleavened meat. And bread that is used in traditional communion is unleavened bread. Going back to when the Israelites had to make bread in a hurry and eat in a hurry while leaving Egypt. Deuteronomy 16:3 calls it the bread of affliction. And that is who Jesus was. You know, he was the man of affliction. And so the bread used to start the new communion, the new thing that Jesus was doing at that point, represented what he was about to go through on the cross. And, you know, even before, like the beatings, the whippings, and, you know, being pierced and then nailed to the cross, the wine is quite obvious. I mean, like, mm-hmm. shed blood for the sins. Mm-hmm. So this is why Jesus, you know, used these two particular elements to show what was about to happen and what it took for us to be, you know, redeemed from sin.